Blog Talk Radio.
And praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Deans with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries, along with the Life Support Outreach Church and our Prayer Room Ministries. I'm so excited this evening to be back on our radio broadcast on today. I just give God all reverence and praise, who is my life, to Apostle Deans in his absence, and to all of you, my brothers and sisters in Christ. I thank and praise God for you, and you to be on this radio broadcast for the study of the Word of God. I just give God all the praise and all the glory on today. I'm so excited in my spirit today about more just things that God is doing, just miracles that God is doing. So I just thank and praise God on today. We're going to get ready to open up our Bible class, our Bible study. We're going to have a short devotion, not very long. We're going to get ready to have a scripture. We're going to have a scripture, a song, and a prayer. Scripture reading will be coming from Psalms 136. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto the God of gods, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endureth forever. To him who alone doeth great wonders, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that stretches out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that made great lights, for his mercy endureth forever. The sun to rule by day, and the mercy for his mercy endureth forever. The moon and stars to rule by night, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that smote Egypt in their firstborn, for his mercy endureth forever. He brought out Israel from among them, for his mercy endureth forever. I just read you from Psalms 136, from the first verse down to the 11th verse. May God richly add a blessing to the doers of his most holy word. We're going to have a song.
You are here, moving in on me. I worship you. I worship you.
Okay.
You are here, working in this place. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, moving in on me. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, working in this place. I worship you. I worship you. Okay. We make the miracle walk from me. The light and the darkness, my God, that is through you. We made a miracle work from this time. The light and the darkness, my God, that is through you. You are here, such an every heart. I worship you, I worship you. You are here, here.
Mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we come right now, God, just confessing and repenting and asking for forgiveness and cleansing through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Lord, we come first of all asking you to bind the strong man from our lives on tonight. Father, bind the strong man from this radio broadcast. In the name of Jesus, bind up the strong man on this evening, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we come just giving you all praise tonight. We give you glory. And we magnify your name on tonight. We give you glory tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask you tonight to bless everyone under the sound of my voice, God, in the name of Jesus. Open up our minds and our hearts that we may understand your word, God. In the name of Jesus, let me decrease that the Holy Ghost may increase and minister to us on tonight. In the name of Jesus. And Father, I ask you to bind every witch, every warlock, every wizard, every psychic. Bind the enemy up tonight. Every demon on assignment tonight. Your assignment is canceled from this radio broadcast. In the name of Jesus. Father, we just give you praise. And we ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen, amen. We just give God praise on tonight. And we give God glory on tonight. We're going to get ready to get in our word on tonight. We're going to ask Minister Martin to come as he will read tonight. Amen.
We have chapter 4, we are.
Chapter 3. Is that right, y'all? Yeah.
Yes, chapter 3. Okay, good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
I'm reading out of the book of Exodus 3. And it says,
Exodus 3.
The angel of the Exodus 3. And it says, the angel of the Lord. Now Moses kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the backside of the desert and came to the mountain of God. Even the
Horeb
and the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire, and the bush was not consumed. And Moses said, I would now turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush is not burnt. And when the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, God called unto him out of the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, here I am. And he said, draw not nigh, Peter, put off thy shoes from off thy feet, for the place whereon thou standest is holy ground. Moreover, he said, I am the God of thy father, the God of Abraham, and God of Isaac, and God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God. And the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people, which are in Egypt, and have heard their cry by reason of their taskmaster. For I know their sorrow, and I am come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians, and to bring them up out of that land unto a good land, and a large unto a land, flowing with milk and honey, unto the place of the Canaanite, and the Hittite, and the Amorite, and the,
Perizzite,
and the Hivitite, and the Jebusite. Now therefore behold, Jebusite. Now therefore behold, the cry of the children of Israel is come unto me. I have also seen the oppression wherewith the Egyptians oppressed them. Come now, therefore I will send thee unto Pharaoh, that thou mayest bring forth my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. And Moses said unto God, who am I, that I should go unto Pharaoh, and that I should bring forth the children of Israel out of Egypt? And he said, certainly, I will be with thee, and this shall be a token unto thee, that I have sent thee when thou hast brought forth the people out of Egypt. Ye shall serve God upon this mountain. And Moses said unto God, behold, when I come unto the children of Israel, and shall say unto them, the God of your fathers hath sent me unto you, and they shall say to me, what is his name? What shall I say unto them? And God said unto Moses, I am that I am. And he said, thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I am hath sent me unto you. And God said moreover unto Moses, thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, the Lord God of your fathers, and the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, hath sent me unto you. This is my name forever, and this is my memorial unto all generations. Go and gather the elders of Israel together and say unto them, the Lord God of your fathers the God of Abraham, of Isaac, and of Jacob, appeared unto me, saying, I have surely visited you, and seen that which is done to you in Egypt, and I have said, I will bring you up out of the affliction of Egypt unto the land of the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Amorites and the Perizzites and the Hivites and the
Jebusites.
Onto a land flowing with milk and honey. And they shall hearken to my voice. And thou shalt come, thou and the elders of Israel, unto the kings of Egypt. And ye shall say unto them, the Lord God of the Hebrews hath met with us, and now let us go. We beseech thee, 3 days' journey unto the wilderness, that we may sacrifice to the Lord our God. And I am sure that the king of Egypt will not let you go, no, not by a mighty hand. And I will stretch out my hand and smite Egypt with all my wonders, which I will do in the midst thereof. And after that, he will let you go. And I will give this people favor in the sight of the Egyptians. And it shall come to pass that when you go, you shall not go empty. For every woman shall borrow of her neighbor and of her that sojourneth in her house, jewels of silver and jewels of gold, and raiment, and ye shall put them upon your son and upon your daughter, and ye shall spoil the Egyptians.
Chapter 4.
And Moses, chapter 4. And Moses answered and said, but behold, they would not believe me, nor hearken unto my voice. For they would say to the Lord, hath not appeared unto thee. And the Lord said unto him, what is that in thy hand? Said, a rod. And he said, cast it on the ground. And he cast it on the ground, and it became a serpent. And Moses fled from before it. And the Lord said unto Moses, put forth thy hand, and take it by the tail. And he put forth his hand, and caught it, and it became a rod in his hand, that they may believe that the Lord God of their fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, hath appeared unto thee. And the Lord said furthermore unto him, put now thy hand into thy bosom. And he put his hand into his bosom, and when he took it out, behold, his hand was leprous as snow. And he said, put thy hand into thy bosom again. And he put his hand into his bosom again, and plucked it out of his bosom, and behold, it was turned again as his other flesh. And it shall come to pass, if they would not believe thee, neither hearken to the voice of the first sign, that they would believe the voice of the latter sign. And it shall come to pass, if they would not believe also these two signs, neither hearken unto thy voice, that thou shalt take of the water of the river and pour it upon the dry land, and the water which thou takest out of the river shall become blood upon the dry land. And Moses said unto the Lord, O my Lord, I am not eloquent, neither heretofore, nor since thou hast spoken unto thy servant, but I am slow of speech and of a slow tongue. And the Lord said unto him, who hath made man's mouth? Or who maketh the dumb or deaf or the seeing or the blind? Have not I the Lord? Now therefore go, and I will be with thy mouth, and teach thee what thou shalt say. And he said, O Lord, O my Lord, sin, I pray thee, by the hand of him whom thou wilt sin. And the anger of the Lord was kindled against Moses. And he said, is not Aaron the Levite thy brother? I know that he can speak well. And also, behold, he cometh forth to meet thee. And when he seeth thee, he will be glad in his heart. And thou shalt speak unto him, and put words in his mouth, and I will be with thy mouth, and with his mouth, and will teach you what you shall do. And he shall, by the taking, by thy spokesman unto the people, and he shall be even, he shall be to thee instead of a mouth, and thou shalt be to him instead of God. And thou shalt take his rod in thy hand, wherewith thou shalt do sign. Return to Egypt. And Moses went and returned to Jethro, his father-in-law, and said unto him, let me go, I pray thee, and return unto my brethren, which are in Egypt, and see whether they be yet alive. And Jethro said to Moses, go in peace. And the Lord said unto Moses, immediately, go, return into Egypt, for all the men are dead which sought thy life. And Moses took his wife and his son and set them upon an ass, and he returned to the land of Egypt. And Moses took the rod of God in his hand. And the Lord said unto Moses, When thou goest to return into Egypt, see that thou do all those wonders before Pharaoh, which I have put in thy hand, but I will harden his heart, that he shall not let the people go. And thou shalt say unto Pharaoh, thus saith the Lord, Israel is my son, even my firstborn. And I say unto thee, let my son go, that he may serve me. And if thou refuse to let him go, behold, I will slay thy son, even thy firstborn. And it came to pass by the way in, the end, that the Lord met him and sought to kill him. Then Zipporah took a sharp stone and cut off the foreskin of her son and cast it at his feet and said, surely, a bloody husband art thou to me. So he let him go. Then she said, a bloody husband, thou art because of the circumcision. And the Lord said to Aaron, go into the wilderness to meet Moses. And he went and met him in the mount of God and kissed him. And Moses told Aaron all the words of the Lord who had sent him and all the signs which he had commanded him. And Moses and Aaron went and gathered together all the elders of the children of Israel. And Aaron spake all the words which the Lord had spoken unto Moses and did the signs in the sight of the people. And the people believed. And when they heard that the Lord had visited the children of Israel and that he had looked upon their affliction, then they bowed their head and worshiped.
Amen, amen. And thank you, Minister, for that. God bless you. You did a good job. We're going to get ready to for our questions in Chapter 3 here. So what did Moses see at the mountain of Horeb? Horeb. What did he see?
Saw a burning bush.
Yeah, it was the bush.
Mm-hmm. An angel of the Lord.
Who spoke to Moses at this time when he saw that burning
God
bush?
Did. God did.
The angel of God, spoke to him. What was Moses' instruction to do? What was he supposed to do? What did God, what did the angel tell him that God wanted him to do?
Go to Egypt and to free the people.
Amen. What was God sure that Pharaoh would not do for Israel?
Not let him go.
Yeah. That's right. What did God say Israel would take with them when they left?
Was it articles of silver and articles of gold and clothes and for the sons and daughters?
Yep, silver and gold. Okay, chapter 4. What did Moses fear that Israel would not do? What did he fear that Israel would not do?
Listen and obey. Believe them.
He wouldn't believe them. That's right. What two signs did God tell Moses to show Israel if necessary so they would believe him? What two of the signs?
His staff and the changing of his skin, his hands.
Amen. Yeah, the throwing the staff down and it becoming a serpent, and putting his hand in his bosom and come out leprous, and God changed it back to his own skin. If the people of Israel still did not believe Moses, what did God tell Moses to do then?
Did he tell him to take the water from the river and pour it on dry land? And the water which you take from the river will become blood on dry land.
Amen. That's right. Even after all these signs, what did Moses ask of God? After all these signs, sometimes that's what we
somebody else.
Yep. Sometimes we do that. We're like, Lord, I can't do this. Let somebody else do it. How did God react to this, what Moses was saying, send somebody else?
He was angry with him.
He got upset. That's right. Who did God tell Moses he would send with him?
Uh,
Was it Aaron?
It was Aaron. That's right. And what would Moses be to Aaron?
His spokesman to help the people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And basically a mouth for him, for Moses.
That's right. Number six, who did Moses prepare to take with him to Egypt?
He took his wife and his son.
Mm-hmm. And how did God react when he met Moses on the way to Egypt?
Some strange reason, he sought to kill him.
Mm-hmm. Why?
It just seemed that God
had, he had brought his son. His son wasn't circumcised. And and so, you know, that circumcision was a part of a covenant that he made with Abraham. And so,
yeah.
You know, God had somehow became a body. He was in a bodily form, and he sought to kill the child until the wife, Zipporah, she stepped in and she circumcised the son. And God let him loose. It just blew my mind to see God wasn't playing, you know. You have to be careful with God, you know. Back then, he's the God, you know. He's never changed. I just thank God. I'm going to say this. I thank God for Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
I thank God for Jesus. Because that God, he's for the kill for. He was getting ready to kill the child because the child was not circumcised.
I thought he was going to get Moses. That's what I thought. But it probably was a child, but he probably, I mean, the child didn't know, but his daddy did. I would have got Moses. But he around here doing everything else. He should have been trying to make sure the baby was circumcised. You know, because the kids, the babies don't know. But, this is a really, really good lesson tonight. I thank and praise God for it because it gets right to the point on everything. It gets right to the point. Like Horeb, that's Sinai, that's Mount Sinai. And it was called the Mount of God. God always appeared there. That's why they called it the Mount of God. So, I've heard them talk about down, even, you know, teaching and stuff about Mount Sinai, because that was God's mountain and where he would always, you wouldn't actually see him, but you would hear him, and you could see other things, like how he showed Moses the burning bush. Because, I mean, God is spirit. He's an invisible God. But sometimes he'll have an angel there, and you know it's different kinds of angels. Some of them have bodies, and some of them don't. And some of them, you know, fly, and some of them walk. You know, it's just different kind of angels. So God use them all. And the flame and that fire represented the awesomeness of God. I'm telling you, it was like he just so perfect and pure. When I read it, I just got so full, because that's what that flame represents. You coming to see me. I'm going to put some fire in a burning bush to let you know what you hearing is coming from that bush, and it's me. And you know if the bush not consumed, something going on. Another miracle of God to have a bush to burn and the bush didn't get burned up. He'll get our attention. We'll be saying like, what the heck is that? You know, let me walk somewhere and see something burning, and it ain't burning up. What we gonna do? Do we have any comment thing on anything? Because, I mean, this is full of everything. This chapter, the whole book, but these chapters are full of everything because it's getting ready to start a plague. A plague is getting ready to start. Y'all want me to keep talking?
Can you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Just a little something. Thinking about Moses and how he, I guess he was making up excuses not to do what God called him to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, kind of sometimes remind me of us sometimes. You know, we make up excuses and downright, rebel against what God has called us to do. And, you know, sometimes we have to be careful with that, you know, because believe it or not, you know, God, he will, you know, he'll call somebody else to do it. You know, we have to be willing, you know, to work for God. And we have to be willing and ready to do what God has called us to do. And it just, you know, kind of just blew my mind how you see how Moses, you know, just kept making excuses. And then he allowed his weaknesses to overtake him. And, you know, we're only human, and all of us have some flaws and weaknesses. But, you know, we have to be strong in the Lord. We cannot allow our weaknesses to overtake us. You know, and God knew what Moses was going to say. You know, sometimes I feel like, you know, I'm not confident enough in my speech. You know, I sound like my grandmother. You know, I can sound like I'm from Mississippi, and I don't pronounce my words properly, you know. And so I get, you know, I feel bad sometimes. But, you know, we have to allow God to speak through us. And, you know, God said, hold up, I'm going to use Aaron, you know, as your mouthpiece. And as I through, you know, it just blessed my soul when God got some speaking. You know, it just blessed me because if you are willing, he's going to speak through you. Just open your mouth and be willing and allow God to speak through you. You know, and Moses, he just almost got in trouble. And so we have to be careful about rebelling against God and what he has asked us and called us to do. You know, we just have to be humble and go ahead and do what God called us to do and not just rebel and just, no, God, I don't want to do it. Hey, if you use somebody else, I can't do this. You see, I'm stutter and I'm, you know, let's just be willing, you know, to do what God has called us to do. Amen.
Amen. Amen. You're right. But see, people don't realize. They don't realize that God knows. God has a destiny, and he knows how to get you from here to your destiny. And all the things he be telling us to do, pushing us to do, we need to do them. We be making just like Moses was doing. Even though Moses speak, he would stutter. So they weren't going to know a whole lot of what he was saying because he was stutter. He was a stutter. And he would always stutter all the time, and he was embarrassed about that. But you know God can do anything. He can heal your speech. He healed my eyes. He can do what I tell you. When I tell you, if you just be willing to do, like Prophet said, if you be willing to do just a little bit, give it some thought, Lord, you know I'll do it if you just let me, because he always got a ram in the bush. He said in that Moses, if you say you want to do it or you will try to do it, then I'm going to use your brother to speak for you. We don't know how much trouble we'll get in if we keep on saying no. We be running for years. God done called us to preach and to teach and to do all this, and we running. When I tell you he loved Moses and he loved us, but if we don't start doing what God called us to do, we going to get in big, big trouble. I don't care what it is. If it's to stand at the door and shake everybody's hand on the way in and everybody's hand on the way out, do it. Do it. I don't care what the, when I tell you, it don't make me no difference. Whatever, God, because I did my floor, first lady, pastor. I did my floors, clean toilet, shook everybody's hand, was the usher in the choir. Even on the pastor's anniversary, where was I? Ushering. They're talking about the first lady, ushering. Because I ain't got time for that. My time is to do what God called me to do, to serve. And that's what we all need to do, is to serve wherever God put us at. He'll make room for your gift. We got to serve and serve and serve. That's what God put us here, for his pleasure, to serve him and the people of God. It's an honor. It's a privilege to be a mouthpiece for God. We got to say it, and we got to say it right. You can't sit up and talk about, oh, bless the Lord. And oh, my soul, bless the Lord, oh, my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. You can't do half do. You got to do it. And you can't say, I ain't doing that. Mm-mm. You better do it with the quickness if you know what's good for you. Because when I say God will kill you, I know people used to say, why Apostle keep saying that? He was finna kill Moses or the boy, one of them. God was. He was going to do it. God would kill you. It ain't saying to tell you he'll kill you. Walk across the street and he'll run you over. We better do what God called us to do. I'm just not trying to scare nobody. And I probably ain't scared nobody, but I'm just saying. I'm just trying to make us see how important it is. Because like she said, God was so angry with Moses. He started saying, well, what I'm going to tell them, who you are? Who am I to tell them? They can't see you. What I'm supposed to say? Somebody invisible said this, this, this. He was finna slap the fire out of Moses. Shut up and do what I tell you to do. Say what I tell you to say. Go where I tell you to go. That's important to God, because he used Moses as a deliverer, just like he just used that boy Floyd as a deliverer for black people and people of color. We don't know who God's going to use and how he's going to use. We better wake up and smell the coffee. Got to wake up and smell the coffee. So
Somebody else, anybody got something?
I sure do. I was just waiting till you, because you did scare me a little bit. You know, that's the type of voice that children of God need to hear. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, because some of us don't know how to be talked to in a manner where we really need to be trying to comprehend it. You get what I'm saying? So some of us, we just know that type of voice to be still and shut up. You get what I'm saying? So I just wanted to give my little thoughts on it because, I mean, all of us, this whole nation is going through something right now. If you look at each other's household, we have families right now that can't even call and talk on the phone because they are busy doing and being with their families that's inside their house where they can't even, they have so much to do to talk to somebody. And, I mean, the thing about it is it's not enough hours in a day for some of us. You get what I'm saying? And that's what I'm saying. So right now it's a challenge for some households that's really trying to get through some things, a whole lot of things, because it seemed like everything is coming down, but nobody never thought about Jesus might be on his way back. I got to get it together. You get what I'm saying? I thought about it earlier, and I'm just going to go to the peace. You know what I'm saying? Because we need peace in our households right now. And the thing about it is, you know, I was doing all kind of stuff today. I'm talking about I was emailing, I was talking to doctor's offices, and I was texting Big John, and I was doing all kind of stuff, changing my baby all at the same time and saying, God, help me. Peace.
Right.
And God came, and he said, I'm on my way back, Mimi. That's why it's rumbling up in this earth. That's why people can't get it together. That's why.
Come on.
Because they're so sorted out of what things are going on around them. They can't look at what's in front of them, and that's God. You get what I'm saying?
Yep.
So basically all of that I said to say this. When we pair in advance, we can usually cope with things a little bit better. That means if you know you got Bible study. You get what I'm saying? That means if I know I got to do something with my baby, I got to put my mind focused. That means I know if I got to pray to God for at least 30 minutes to an hour to 4 hours, well, I got to get my knees prepared. I got to get the pillow on the floor. It's just certain things you have to prepare yourself, and that becomes peace. You get what I'm saying? It doesn't mean that, you know, we would choose, you know, or even like, you know, what's wrong, what's going on, what's going to happen. But we are given an unusual peace of mind when we are so prepared before it. You know what I'm saying? And this peace from God, it'll show us the kind of love that he has truly for us, his Christians. So I just thank God that I'm not in that type of mold that Moses was in when he was making those excuses. Y'all just don't understand. My mouth is moving before my tongue. And the thing about it is, because I remember those days of me complaining about church, complaining because somebody said, hey, study your word, and complaining because somebody said, Mimi, call me so I can pray with you. Complaining about.
Yeah.
But when God said, I'm going to do all of that, I've been through enough. You don't need to tell me.
Yeah.
I promise you.
Come on.
You know, I don't sit in a prison behind walls where I couldn't see my babies. You ain't got to, baby. Just say the word. I'm going to get on my knees. We ain't got to be on no Zoom call, no calls. I know the call I can make to God. You get what I'm saying? I just thank you for that peace I can see that surpasses all understanding. Baby, I thank God for for putting it out there like he did. Because without that, like I said, those are your ingredients. The rule to your life is in that word of God. If you want to be healthy, read the word of God. If you want to have a corrupt soul, don't read the word of God. I promise you, you're going to go down and be behind walls like I was.
Come on.
Amen. Pray my strength in the Lord. Amen.
Somebody else got something to say? I think that was an awesome You know, that was awesome because, you know, we don't, I don't know. I mean, I know, I'm sure I was making excuses too, you know. But that's why I try to repent when I was younger. I mean, I've always been in church, one foot in and one foot out, you know, but I was there. But let me tell you something. I don't care what happened. If God called you to do something, if God tell you to do something, I don't care if it's just going to the hospital, seeing people, praying for people, do it. Do it. No excuses. Moses was saying, well, who I'm going to say sent me? Tell them I am that I am sent you. That's what you tell them. But you know us, we're going to be like, who? Man, you must be drunk. I am that I am. Who is that? We don't believe that. All this kind of stuff. That'll deter people. That'll turn them away. They don't want to talk to nobody because us Christian folks, you know, us Christian folks act like that sometimes. You know, it gets like that sometimes. And, honey, when I tell you, if we don't wake up and smell the coffee, God is on his way back. God is on his way back. Enough that already happened in the world today that he could show up tonight. People, oh, it's snowing in April. What you think? He started showing us signs and wonders. He giving us signs every day. It's snowing in April. Next week it's supposed to be 75 Tuesday. I'm telling you, we better wake up and see what the Lord is doing. Wake up. It's just like we in Egypt. And he sent the boy to deliver us and all those that have got murdered up under this hand, up under the hand of the Pharaoh, whoever it is. He's trying to get us some justice, trying to get some stuff done on our behalf, the children of God. Oh, it ain't got nothing to do with color. It's got all, and it ain't got nothing to do how good you live, but it's got to do with if you accept God for your Lord and Savior, know that he died for you and God raised him up. That's what it's got to do with. If you can believe that and trust God, then you are a child of God. But you got to believe. You got to believe. And the only way you're going to believe is to do what God say do. Listen and trust. I mean, it's a whole lot I can say. It's a whole lot. Because all the names that he said now, that Hebrew name for I am that I am is Higher, E-H-Y-E-H. That's what I am that I am means. But you know, he had many names. He have many names. Many names. So, but we have to remember, and they all, and the different names to different ones he had. I'm trying to find it now because I was studying. At creation, his name was Elohim, the God of power. To Abraham, in a strange land, he was El Shaddai, God Almighty. To Melchizedek, he was El Elyon, the Most High God, from far above. But now Moses now asked for a name that would represent the aspects of which God was about to appear to Israel, I am that I am. That's it. Higher.
He got many names. We don't have to do nothing but call him Abba Father, the Father of heaven and earth. But we got to call on. We got to do what God say do. I mean, it's a lot of us, I'm telling you, have done this for many years, ran from God. When he called us to do what we supposed to do, we run from him. We don't have time, just like Prophet saying, we don't have time. We don't make time. We got to fit him in our schedule. Okay, when I do this, when I finish doing this and come back from the grocery store, you know, I'm going to run over there and pick up stuff from McDonald's. Then I'm going to come home and I'm going to go in there and I'm going to 15 minutes. Then I'm going to read for 15 minutes. And then God don't want to hear that stuff. God want to be first in everything concerning you. God want to be first in everything concerning us. Not last, not after we go to McDonald's, not after we go to Tim Hortons or somewhere to get Starbucks. God want to be first. That's why we should start our day out praying. Anybody have anything else to say?
I just have a little bit. I just wanted to encourage someone just a little bit. Don't be afraid. God is with you. I am that I am is with you. Just open your mouth and God will speak. Don't be afraid. Just do it.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah, sometimes, you know, we be afraid. You know, we be afraid. You know, we let that Moses, you know, was afraid, and he let, you know, his weaknesses overtake him. You know, I myself sometimes is timid and shy, and I let that weakness overtake me and hold me back. And guess what? If you allow it to hold you back, it will hold you back. You know, but when we just step up, God is going to take over. The Holy Spirit is, if you are willing and open, the Holy Spirit is going to take over. You know, and so it's just like Minister Q, you know, just being willing to read the Word of God, that is a blessing. Just stepping up saying,
yeah,
I'll do it. I'm willing. That's another level. That's another step. That's a blessing. Just being open,
yeah,
and willing to do what God called you to do. Amen.
Yeah.
And guess what? You're going to get better and better and better. God's going to get the glory.
Yeah.
Amen. A whole nother level. So don't be afraid. Just open your mouth and the Holy Spirit going to speak.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And she is definitely right. But always fear God. You ain't got to be afraid of him, but you have that fear. You know, because a lot of preachers and pastors, they get up there on their own strength, and God don't be with them. But we have to get up before the people in the strength of the Lord. We have to do what God's way. And he moving by his spirit. He doing the things he's doing how he want to do, just like he doing Moses. Moses, like, I don't know what he's talking about. I don't know what this is talking to me. You know, I can't see you. What I'm going to tell them? Yeah, he complained, and we do it too. I've done it too. But God has showed me too much, because I'm much older than y'all. God has showed me too much. He ain't got to show me no more. Mm-hmm. Just like Moses put his hand in his shirt and brought it out, left it, put it back in there, it was clean. God does things like that. So, you know, I'm not trying to scare you. I'm not trying to scare anyone. But hey, when I say God will kill you, he will believe it. He a God that don't change. That's what a lot of people, they, you know, pity pat around. I'm tell you the truth. God will kill you. He was finna use Moses, but I believe he's finna kill Moses or the kid one. You know what I'm saying? You just got to be obedient to the Lord. Obedience is better than sacrifice. We can sacrifice all day, but obedience is better than sacrifice. That's what God requires. He ain't no play toy. He ain't nothing to play with. He got all power in his hand, in heaven and in earth. Demons tremble just at his name. You know, so I'm going to give it to you straight. Maybe to help you do it. You know what I'm saying? I know Providence is trying to, she's feeling sorry for you, but yeah, she told you the truth too, because he will speak right through you. If you open your mouth, he will. So, amen, I'm not going to hold you. God bless each and every one of y'all for being on tonight. God bless you all. We're going to get ready to close up. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come humbly before your throne of grace today, just thanking you for another opportunity to study this good word, God. We just thank you for your word on tonight. Thank you for opening up our understanding, opening up our hearts tonight to receive everything that we needed to receive on tonight. Father, we just give you praise. We give you glory on tonight. We magnify your name on tonight and ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. You all go in peace. I love you. Have a good night. God love you. Have a good night.
Amen. I love you.
Good night. God bless.
Amen. Love you too. Love you.
Love you. Good night.
Love you. Good night.